where we will talk about buying and merchandising. And this is mostly relevant for products and especially the fashion category. So what is buying and merchandising management, the focus category and developing vendors for it, core versus fashion, developing lifestyle and specialty product categories, developing step-by-step private labels. We discuss private label strategy and the business models where you have your design specifications and you give a contract to a third-party contract manufacturer to manufacture as per your specifications and quality guidelines. Then we have balancing and controlling private label versus brand sales, increasing private label business contribution for profitability, because that's where your margins are higher. If you're reselling products of other brands, your commissions are lower compared to your own private label merchandise. Then you have licensing of standalone national and international brands to remain ahead of competition. So if you are licensed resellers of some predominant, well-known national and international brands, that helps gain more customers, both their trust and engagement. So let's discuss about these strategies in the buying and merchandising sections. So first, buying and merchandising management. Now, buying and merchandising is a broad field of study that encompasses the promotion, buying, and selling of goods and services. So where do you buy from? Who are your suppliers? Suppose if you are into selling ethnic wear on an e-commerce website, so where do you source your ethnic wear goods from? If you're not manufacturing it, where do you buy from? Do you have exclusive sellers, or you buy from generic sellers? Do you purchase internationally, nationally? What's your strategy to develop more vendors and offer more variety, more quality, more color, more price options to your customer segment? So it's an entire process, because that is what is going to be the differentiator, for example, to be the winner amongst other businesses who only sell ethnic wear, or the broader stores who sell all kinds of apparel, including ethnic wear. So buyers must be able to obtain the right number of products at the right time and price range that ensures the sellers will make a profit. So you have to ensure that anybody who comes to your physical store or your e-commerce store, they get what they want, but that should come at the right price and profitability for you as a seller. So purchasing agents and buyers need an in-depth understanding of the field in which they work. And they must also be experts in identifying consumer trends. This is equally or very critical in the fashion space, because what's in trend or what's in fashion in a particular season may be out of fashion in the next season. And if as a merchandiser or as a purchasing agent, you're not aware of consumer trends, if you're not catching up with trends across the globe, you'll not be able to predict what will be in demand in the next festive season, for example. So what should you buy, let's say for the Diwali season, to be able to predict that and ensure you have the right designs for your buyers, you need to be aware of the changing fashion trends, both locally and globally, because even global trends inspire local buying trends. So it's a science, and you always have to be aware of what's happening in the fashion world. So what are the important functions of buying and merchandising? First is establishing a buying team in a startup e-commerce organization. Now it adds to your cost. If you're a very small team of say two or three people, you will not have the bandwidth to establish a dedicated buying team unless one of the founders himself or herself is an expert in merchandising. Or in that case, you may have to rely on outsourced agencies serving e-commerce startups with merchandising services. Then you need to start negotiations with vendors. So if you have to buy ethnic wear again, for example, there will be multiple vendors in every state to provide you certain categories of ethnic wear. So who do you buy from? How do you negotiate the volume and the pricing, the on-time commitments? What in case there are defects? So a lot of terms have to be negotiated along with pricing. A merchandiser needs to be good with that. Then forecasting the trends and range planning. So how do you ensure that what you buy today will be in fashion in the next 3 months? Because if it takes, say, 2 months for your vendor to stitch, prepare, design, and ship to you, will those designs be in trend once you get those designs in your collection? So forecasting of designs, trends, the entire range of pricing and volume becomes important. Sales and marketing plan, quantity to produce, that's important. You need to forecast how much can you sell. So look at your past marketing efforts, the kind of results that you may have got, look at trends for the industry and other providers, and then go back to your vendors for procuring the right quantity, ensuring that you are able to service all the orders that you receive on your e-commerce website. And then production plan and QC test, in case if you are going to manufacture it yourself, you need to have a production plan. Suppose you only procure raw materials, right? The right kind of fabric, the accessories like buttons and zips and embroidery strings. Then you need to ensure you also have a production plan. You need to have a QC test, both for in-house manufacturing and both for buying externally from suppliers or vendors. And you need to have the right supply chain management and IT process development for a flow of information and real-time insights and update of data to track inventory, to manage inventory, and track delivery of customers, refunds, performance of suppliers. So all these are important functions of buying and merchandising, the most important being being able to understand the trends in fashion, what's going to be in fashion, what's going to be out of fashion. If you have a large stock of things that you can forecast are going to be out of fashion, then you can plan a sale on your website to let go of those goods that won't be in fashion, say, in another 2 months. So to be able to forecast is the most important skill. And to be able to go scout for the right raw material, the right design, the color combinations from good suppliers and vendors is another key requirement. So let's look at the focus category and developing vendors. So how to buy focus category wholesale merchandise in bulk. Now, once the e-commerce business decides to focus on some profitable products, thereafter, the sourcing buying activity start in wholesale bulk quantities. So you know that, okay, this is the focus category for your e-commerce website. Then you need to go ahead and start identifying suppliers, vendors, and negotiate bulk discounts for bulk purchase to match your sale forecast for the upcoming season. So while buying the core category merchandise, it is time to analyze the following things. First, what is trending in online shopping now? That's important. What are people buying online? So go on Amazon, for example, and look at the frequent searches. There are different tools on the internet that tell you what are people searching for on Amazon or on Google. So those searches give you a taste of what are people looking for, what are they looking to buy when it comes to your category of products. Online consumer buying behavior in-depth analysis, both on your website, if you have historical data, and also industry as a whole, so you have access to external reports. Look at fashion trends, for example. There are research companies who publish quarterly reports for every category. Get access to those reports. It costs a little, but it's good to get external insight when it comes to planning your next season into what should you stock and what trends are going to be in business and in demand. E-commerce online fashion clothing apparel selling trends, that's again available online. Just do Google, you'll have research reports, you have different fashion bloggers, business bloggers who write about these. Analyze your own data as well. Then other complementary product selling trends like electronics, home and living, footwear. These are not directly related to your category, but gives you a general information about the consumer confidence in buying online. So if these categories are increasing, means the consumer spending confidence is high and they'll be buying your category of products as well. And then designing the fashion, retail, merchandising assortment mix to address the target customers. So customers have a vague idea of what they're looking at or the kind of products that they're looking at. You need to understand that, mix it with your own designing, merchandising, and address the real need of the customer to look stylish and wear what's in fashion during a particular season. So you need to develop specialist vendors who meet the following criteria. First, have a capable manufacturing facility, because only then you can trust the vendor to meet the delivery timelines and the expected quality. Market credibility and reputation. So you can't go in business with vendors who do not have good credibility and reputation. They are more likely to default on agreed timelines and quality. Having desired experiences in the line of business and track record of doing business. So if you want to buy ethnic wear, you need to work with vendors who have experience in ethnic wear. They should have a track record of doing business and dealing with businesses selling similar product categories. And then exposure in the trade and servicing to similar channel partners. So they should be servicing to similar partners. All these help you put together a hard negotiation which is in your favor. So get information about all these, ask your vendors, ask your competitors, ask other suppliers and experts about a vendor, look at documents, check their past history, track record before you sign up or you onboard a vendor, and always have multiple vendors. Don't rely on just one or two. How many you onboard depends upon the volume of sales that your business gets. Now, also look at how passionate they are about bringing new innovative product categories. Fashion is all about innovation, right? Being bold enough, being creative enough, and at the same time, understanding what is in demand, what is in fashion. The vendor setup is managed by a team of professionals. Now, depending on the size of your startups, you could either have a separate buying and merchandising team, or as a startup founder, as a fashion enthusiast, you may yourself be doing that, or you may rely on a third-party agency to do that on your behalf, but have somebody who understands fashion, who understands trends, and is able to talk to the vendors in their language, who understands fabrics, who understands colors, who understands the manufacturing process, for example, who understands what's weaving, who understands what's knitting. It's important for them to be able to talk to vendors in their language, in their lingo. So vendors having adequate infrastructure and requisite finance to invest in the business. What if you give a bulk order when payment is to happen 30 days after delivery? Does your vendor have enough finance capital to be able to complete your order in time? Both capital, manpower, and machinery. Finally, the zeal and quest for quality. Do they enjoy doing business with your brand? Do they feel proud to be suppliers to your company? That's a big checkpoint for me. Are they happy? Are they proud being in business with your brand? So does your brand add value to their business? That's important. That will dictate the passion that they bring to fulfill and develop your order. Now, the core products are nothing but the basic product categories that sell in larger quantities throughout the year without much fluctuations in sales, irrespective of different seasons. Now, in fashion, every season has a clear favorite, but your business, your e-commerce store is running throughout the year, and there are some categories that do well throughout the year. Those are your core products. Seasonal products add to the peak, but core products sell throughout the year. For example, a white shirt never goes out of business. A plain black t-shirt never goes out of business. So these could be your core products, and embroidered products or festive designs can be your seasonal best sellers. So in core product category, there are low levels of selling risks versus fashion category, because you know, these are evergreen categories. A black t-shirt has been selling well over the last few centuries or decades and will keep selling well. Same goes for a white shirt. Every office goer has a white shirt. In parties, in suits, you wear white shirts. So you know that these carry a lower risk compared to a seasonal fashion design or category. So fashion category yield gives you a higher profit margin because that's seasonal. So there, your margins are higher, but they only sell during certain seasons and they're quickly in fashion and out of fashion. So the risks are higher. Hence, you need to forecast more accurately because your inventory, if not sold within a season, may then be of no good because there'll be very few takers and you'll have to sell them off at a massive discount. So as part of the marketing strategy, the fashion category drives traffic to the portal with respect to the high fashion product appearance and helps to generate the sales of core product categories. So for example, if in the Diwali season, you launch a few new designs for men's kurtas, for example, and you really promote that and you get customers, you acquire new customers, you serve them well, they like the designs, they like the quality. Now, those customers can come back and buy your core products like a white shirt or a black t-shirt. So that's what your fashion categories help you do. One, they have a higher margin, so you're able to pay higher to acquire new customers. And now, because of a good user experience, good on-time performance, you're able to retain those customers, engage them using notifications, email, web, push, send them offers with the delivery, and get them back to buy your core product categories. So that's how you can mix fashion category marketing to drive sales for your core products. So let's look at fashion versus core product. The core products could be ready-made garments like white or sky color shirt, but they are always in business. A fashion product could be from the Italian line, for example. So those have a higher margin. Hence, you could spend more to acquire customers and introduce customers then to your core product categories. So lifestyle and specialty product categories. So you could have ethnic collections. Again, these are fashionable. Every season, the trends change. Some colors are in demand a particular year, the next year, the different color combinations are in demand, and all depends upon global fashion, movies, what people see on television and on YouTube channels. So you have to really be aware of different trends locally and globally and understand the seasonal demand. For example, the wedding season, the festive season, Diwali, New Year, Christmas, Holi. So you need to really understand what's in demand and accordingly order and stock your inventory. And at the same time, use the opportunity to get new customers, to engage them and get them back to sell and promote your core product categories. Now, coming back to buying and merchandising, as we discussed in the business models, private labeling is a common B2B strategy. So in buying and merchandising, developing private label is another key component. Private label brands, traditionally defined as generic product offerings that compete with the national, international brand counterparts by means of price value proposition. So you offer them the same look, the same quality, but at a lower price. So you try to compete with international brand counterparts in terms of pricing. So e-retailers continue to push more and more private label products into different categories of the marketplace because they represented high margins and the promise of profitability with little to no marketing effort. So since you already have a user base coming to your website who now trusts your website, your portal, you can now push your own private label products promising the same quality as well-known national, international brands. But since it's your own manufacturing done basis your private label, you can offer them discounts in comparison to the premium priced national or international well-known brands. So again, high margins and can get you into a premium category of customers. Let's now talk about the lifestyle and specialty product categories. Now, ethnic collections like the popular Sambalpuri of Orissa silk sarees collection, or Varanasi silk sarees, Kanchiwaram silk sarees, these are lifestyle collections, specialty product categories. Now, every woman who is a saree lover would want to own a few of these. So, specialty product sales for forecasting is difficult unless there are past sales data or growth trends are really available. So one, if you have been in business for a few seasons, you have historical data to go back on and look at seasonal trends year on year, or if there is an industry research available which you can get access to and that you trust the source, then you can use either of these to forecast the sales of these categories in the next season. And again, this trend changes every season. So you can't use this year's forecast for the next year. This has to be a regular annual seasonal exercise. So how do you balance and control private label versus brand sales? Now every retail or e-commerce business spends a certain percentage amount of marketing budget to build the e-commerce or store brand, right? You do some branding activity on, for example, Instagram or Google or YouTube because you want to create a recall value for your brand. So from brands, the customer always looks at key deliverable satisfaction level, for example, good quality, on-time delivery, for example, or delivery within 3 days, for example. So that's the customer expectation from brands. Brands provide the level of confidence and product comfortability. And in case of the brand sales increase and private label sale decrease, there's a level of uncomfortability in terms of e-commerce portal profitability. For example, if you on your e-commerce website sell both branded garments and private label garments. Now, if private label garments sell more, your profitability is higher because your margins are higher. So your cost per order or your average sales price may decrease, but your profitability increases because your margins are higher. You're not paying royalties or higher premium pricing to a brand. If your brand sales increase, your revenue increases, your average sales price increases, but since your cost of goods sold is higher, your profitability is lower. So you need to understand what's a good balance to maintain. Being able to sell branded sales helps in terms of enhancing the image and recall value and brand value of your own e-commerce website. That, okay, a particular well-known international brand is available for sale on your website. That increases customer trust. If a particular well-known brand is willing to sell their products on your website, means the consumer can trust your website. So there is both advantages and disadvantages. Major advantages of having well-known brands sold on your website. From a profitability point of view, you want to use brand sales as a customer engagement and customer bait and push your private label products to drive higher profitability. So you have to balance and control the private label versus brand sales. So if private label sales increases and brand sale decreases, then customers' perception towards the image of the portal during future shopping must be considered. So why are customers buying more private label and not brand label? So you have to really maintain a balance that both get attention that you have planned for and people are happy buying both branded products as well as your private label products. The organization must be always alerted on this and take a strategic call from time to time at regular intervals with balancing and controlling mechanism as per the mutual understanding within the organization to meet the defined annual objectives. Now, here you also need to consider your commitments to the brand. Now, the branded company that is allowing you to sell their branded garments or labels on your e-commerce website also evaluate their multiple selling partners. And if your sales are continuously decreasing, they start losing trust in you as a seller and they want to discontinue their partnership. That affects your overall brand value as an independent e-commerce portal. Hence, And that also makes difficult for you to acquire new customers because you lose that premium positioning of being an authorized seller of a well-known national and international brand. So you have to manage both. You have to manage the brand, the recall value, and you have to manage the profitability and higher margins of being able to push private labels to your customers. So increasing private label business contribution for profitability. Now, private label businesses can increase significantly and contribute to profit because one, these are made as per your specifications. You control the price, you control even the selling price, and you could design your own margins. In branded labels, the selling price is dictated by the brand, the international brand, because they want uniform price across all their selling partners. Different categories of private labels, you could have premium quality merchandise, you could have copycat type, you may have heard of first copies, they are not authorized, and then you could have exclusive co-branding opportunities with premium companies. So there are multiple categories within private labels that you can create, but it's important that you offer the best of both to your customers. One, to acquire more customers, acquire easily. Second, to create customer trust, because certain brands trust you as a seller, customers can trust you as well, and provide them a wider range to satisfy every price requirement. Some customers want premium product, but they're not very sticky about the owning a particular brand. All they want is good quality at a good price. So be able to cater to both, but it solely depends upon your brand positioning and your business planning. So what are the advantages and disadvantages of private labels? First, let's look at the advantages. One, unique merchandise not available at competitive outlets. Now, as we discussed, private labeling is where a contract manufacturer makes the products as per your design and quality. So these are solely made for you products, not available at other outlets or other stores. That's one advantage. If a customer likes that design, that color, that option, the only place to buy is your business. And then it's difficult for customers to compare price because it's only available on your website. There is no comparison to be made and you control the margins. Disadvantages: you need to develop expertise in developing and promoting a brand. So you need to really understand the taste of customers. You need to be good at identifying vendors who can make good quality products. Hence, and you also need to establish a brand presence for customers to be willing to pay a little higher than regular priced products. Then you're also unable to sell excess merchandise. The only way to sell is on your business, on your website. And you have typically less desirable for customers. Now, customers don't really feel valuable or prestige owning your brand when it comes to well-known national, international brands. So customers don't come to buy your private label because there's a prestige buy. They just come because it's a value buy. They get good quality, good designs, not available anywhere. But it's not a prestige buy. Hence, it's less desirable compared to a well-known national or international brand. So licensing of standalone national and international brands to remain ahead of competition. This is another great strategy where you become a licensed seller of a well-known national or international brand. Now, well-known fashion brands have certain guidelines when they appoint licensed resellers or e-commerce websites that can sell their products. So they don't qualify everyone. At times there are certain license costs to be paid, and then there are commissions and royalties on every purchase. So they don't sign up every e-commerce website because they have their own qualification checklist. But when you get qualified, these brands promote you as a qualified and a licensed seller. That first enhances your brand value because you are associated as a licensed partner with a well-known national international company. Customers know that, okay, if they want to own a garment or a fashion accessory from a well-known brand, They can come and buy from your website and they get an authentic product, a licensed product. So the trust value increases. So your brand value improves, your trust value improves, your licensed partner, the brand partner, helps promote your brand as a licensed seller. All these drive more customers and more sales for your business. So brand licensing is nothing but renting or leasing of an intangible asset with goodwill. It is a process of creating and managing contracts between the owner of a brand and a company or individual who wants to use the brand in association with a product for an agreed period within agreed territories. So all these license agreements come with an expiry date, a year, 3 years, or 5 years, which need to be renewed. So royalties are the amounts paid to a licensor by the licensee for the right to use. One, there is a one-time license cost, or there could be an annual cost, and there is a cost to be paid per transaction as well. So in this chapter, we discussed the different components and functions of buying and merchandising as a key strategy for running your e-commerce business in the fashion segment. So we are clear how to select the product and categories and the key role of product design and development, why it is important to have a knowledge of branding, buying and merchandising, how to evaluate vendors, and how to use fashion categories to acquire customers and then engage them to ensure that they come back and buy your core product categories as well. And then how to use private labeling, co-branding, and licensing to enhance your own e-commerce brand and win the trust of your customers. So maintain a balance between branded labels and private labels. Branded labels help you create an image for your brand, drive more customers, more traffic. Private labels let you drive higher margins and profitability. So maintain a balance. So this element of learning helps e-commerce players to decide future brand strategy and product assortment plans and categories. So this is something that has to be done regularly because fashion is a fast changing segment. There's something new every season. Obviously, there are seasonal buys every year during certain seasons. Certain categories are in demand, but within those categories, there are subcategories, color combinations, design combinations, maybe type of embroidery or type of prints. So you need to be aware of that. If you yourself are not a fashion enthusiast, you need to hire someone who is good with merchandising, or if you are a small setup, then you need to look at outsource merchandising to third-party providers or freelancers. That's it in buying and merchandising. See you in the next chapter. Thank you.